Hey guys, I'm Boyd the Broker, and this is pretty cool. Having a podcast to talk about relevant events. You know, real estate is going up, it's going down. What's it doing? You look on the internet and you have no idea. I've got an opinion about things, and I'm going to bring in some different guys each week, and we're going to talk about different things, real estate, health, everything. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you enjoy it. Hey guys, thanks again for tuning into my podcast, and this week's got a lot of headlines. Holy cow. So all of this thing about the lawsuit, the NAR lawsuit, the National Association of Realtors, well, now it's hitting home. So now it's in California. And you know what? I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a licensed CPA. I stay in my lane. I don't pretend to be any smarter than I am. But this is in our backyard. It affects buyers and sellers. So if it affects buyers and sellers, it affects me. But it's not about me. This lawsuit is not about the real estate agent. And you know, that's the thing, that a lot of the people that I'm talking to in the industry, you know, they're all worried about how it affects them and everything. How about how it affects the client? That's what we need to figure out, is how does this lawsuit affect you if you want to sell your property or if you want to buy a property? And that's what we're going to talk about, because what they're saying, the gist of it is that the sellers traditionally have been paying the commission for a buyer to be represented by a buyer's broker, and to a seller's broker who represents the seller. Normally there's two. I've made things easy. Normally I represent both parties, so I don't have these issues, but these issues are here, and so I'm here to describe them a bit. And what they're saying is those days are gone. They don't want the seller to have to be, quote-unquote, forced into paying the commissions anymore. But, you know, there's so many different, you go down a rabbit hole of all these other things about how, you know, the comparable sales, if you sold a place for $1 million, it already had that 5% commission in there. So if we're going to take that out, does that mean now that the place is only worth $950, or is it $975 because you're paying $2.50 to a seller? There's all these other subsections of what's going on that affects buyers and sellers. Never mind the brokers. Again, I got to keep saying this. This isn't about the brokers. This is about what the seller gets. And you know what? I think there's a way for the seller to actually net more money and make this process much simpler. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? So let's be clear about this. This is not a prediction. This is happening. So let's address this. Instead of being afraid of this or thinking that it's coming down the road, let's address this head on. These are the changes of what's going to happen. You know, sellers, I think, are going to net more money. I think the process can be simpler. It can be a lot simpler. I see a future where, you know what, you don't need to be on the multiple listing service and have people showing up at all hours and agents saying, oh, I left a message when they didn't, or you're eating dinner and some guy uses the lockbox. You know, these lockboxes, what an invasion of privacy. I mean, it's the lockboxes are there. They're used when there's other brokers and buyer's brokers that need to access the property. But guess what? If buyer's brokers are a thing of the past and they don't need access to the property, you don't need a lockbox. And so guess what? Your lives go back to normal, but you still sell the property for as much as you can, and you net more money because you're not having to pay a buyer's broker. It's completely different. And I've come up with some very simple solutions. I'm not the smartest guy in the universe, but I've had, you know, I've got enough experience in this real estate market to really cater to the clients, and that's the difference. So sellers, right off the bat, those are the big differences. But you know what? It's a big difference to buyers too. All these agents, they're getting upset about, oh, how am I going to differentiate myself between the next buyers? Well, geez, you're in the wrong business if you don't know how to differentiate yourself, and you got to stand up for your worth. So it's not like the buyer's brokers shouldn't get paid. Of course they should get paid, but you know what? There can be a different model. The selling broker, when you give me the permission to market your property and sell your property, how about I bring the buyer? How about I make it simple like that? You know, that's how I can control different things, and you hold me accountable. How about How about that's the new generation model for real estate? I'm okay with that. How about you? Make it simpler. Put some more money in your bank account. And buyers, it's just as simple for the buyers too. You know, they feel so much pressure when agents are bringing all these different buyers in. Half of them aren't interested, and half of them in the last few years, they're making offers and they're making decisions out of pure pressure. And you know what? Anytime that you feel that type of pressure and you're pressured into a deal, well, guess what? You're going to get out of a deal. And that's no good for a seller or a seller's broker or for a buyer's broker, for anybody. It's best to take some time with the buyer. You don't need to take too much time. I mean, everything's done in a timely manner. But rushing to do it means rushing in, rushing out. Make a competitive bid. Have it taken care of, have it responded to in a timely manner, have access to do inspections, have some enjoyment. You know what? There's so many times that I've found where buyers, brokers, you know, their schedules don't match with the seller's broker, and there's all these problems, and oh, you get one inspection and that's it, and oh, my family's visiting from the other side of the country, and they want to see it. Oh no, you already had your inspection. We can't do it. You know what? This is a process. Let's go back to having fun when you're buying a house. It's a business, but this is a big deal to a lot of people. And you know what? If your family's visiting from out of town and you're past the inspection period, but you still want to go see it, let's go see it. Let's enjoy the process. You know, my big thing is I want a referral from both the buyer and the seller at the end of the deal. And to do that, you just got to make things simpler. Let's make real estate easy. How about that for something? You know, everything's changing. My God, I went to the restaurant the other day and there's no hosts anymore. You know, I'm dating myself, but you know, you put in your telephone number and then they text you and they let you know that there's a place to sit down. I mean, things are changing. So let's change with it. The other thing is pricing. So it's my job to know the market on comparable sales. I'm going to give you a list of your neighbor's properties within a certain area that have similar features. If you've got an ocean view, you sell for more money. If you've got a bigger lot, you sell for more money. If you've got a smaller lot, or if you're on a busier traffic street, you need to make those adjustments. It's my responsibility to fill you up with all that data, and then we work on things together. So when we establish a price for your property, how about your expectations are to get close to that price? You know, when you go to Nordstrom's, you don't necessarily, when you're buying a shirt, if it's $79, you don't come in and say, oh, well, geez, I think I want to pay $69. No, if it's worth $79 and it's based on other shirts that are selling for $60 to $80 that are different quality or different colors or different length or different whatever, well, maybe it's worth that. And that's where real estate needs to go, quite frankly. And I can take it there. And I'm willing to do that. And if you don't like it, or if you think the quality isn't good, and this is the same analogy with real estate, if you don't think it's worth 1.3, well, then you don't buy it. Simple as that. But if it is worth 1.3 and your mortgage guy says that you can afford it and your family likes it and you've looked around and it's something that you're interested in, how about you just go buy it? How about real estate made easy? How about we make it easy? It's so simple. And that takes away the conflict of interest. When I bring a buyer and seller together, it's crazy. I sometimes have buyer and seller in the same room. A lot of agents, they're like, oh my gosh, that's like that. That's their biggest fear. I'm telling the buyer the same story as I'm telling the seller. It shows everybody that we're on the same page. I'm the licensed guy in the middle, and I have fiduciary duty to represent everybody, but I can do that as a referee, because after you get the negotiation out of the way, if the price is established and it's done, then it's all about me catering to both clients, both buyer and seller, scheduling, privacy, everything. That's something that needs to be done in real estate. It needs to change, and the NAR lawsuit has opened up our eyes to some glaring errors in real estate, and it's up to us as brokers who've traditionally been getting paid a lot of money to start earning it. And I'm good with that. Are you good with that? This lawsuit, when it was first announced, there was an article focused on myself opening up my new business, my new brokerage, in response to the NAR lawsuit. Because you know what? A lot of these smaller real estate companies are going to get hit pretty hard, because there's agents and brokers that just don't know how to pivot with things, and they're definitely so worried about their own commissions and their own liabilities that when that happens, that's when businesses get shut down. And I chose to actually use the timing to open my business because I want to talk about the lawsuit. I want to talk about how we can make real estate easy. I want to find out a new solution on how to do it. I'm not afraid of issues that come up. I want to address them and I want to work with my clients and we figure it out together. And I think the lawsuit has opened up a lot of people's eyes, but I think it's confused a lot of people. And it was very cool that Yahoo Finance and Bloomberg and a few other TV stations ran it. And this article just said, Boyd chose this time to, instead of running for the hills, I'm running to the hills and opening up my own business to address it head on. So I'm going to work with my clients, not against my clients. I'm Boyd the Broker. I appreciate you tuning into my podcast. You know, we're going to have some pretty cool topics over the next several months. Real estate, how to make money, when to buy, when to sell. I'm helping people return to work after suffering a stroke. There's some interesting, cool health topics we're going to talk about. There's just nothing off the table. I live in the real world. Where do you live?